Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. You ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. It's Booker and Alex's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
You're going to be so excited about this one.
Oh, yeah.
On the phone with us now is John from Kyle. Good morning,
What's
John.
What's up, John?
Good morning.
John, we appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. You ready for this, Alex?
Yes.
John is a drone pilot.
Shut up. That's so awesome. You get paid to fly drones for companies.
Hang on.
Oh, my God.
We're going to get into that. We're going to ask you a million questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. We'll come back. We'll guess what we think you make, and then you'll tell everybody. Simple, all right?
Sounds good.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, but I imagine we're going to go a lot longer. Here we go. 60 seconds starts right now. So what exactly do you do? Yeah. What is your job description?
So right now I am hired to take aerial photos and videos of a land of area, and also I do freelance work. So I work with golf courses, I work with realtors, real estate, so kind of a wide variety of stuff.
I've seen this. Yeah, I've seen a lot of homes get shot through drone footage.
Yeah,
like to see everything.
Yeah.
Dude, that's so crazy.
Absolutely.
So how does one get into flying drones for a living?
I read an article 4 or 5 years ago saying there are going to be 150,000 new drone jobs by 2025 or something like that. And I picked up a small $500 drone, and through connections and through flying, it just grew and grew and grew.
That is amazing. And by the way, he said he just picked up a
small $500 drone.
Bro, I picked up a small drone on Amazon for $40. And I'm going to tell you right now, that is the hardest thing to do. I got it up in the air.
Is it really hard?
Oh, for me, I got it up in the air and I didn't know what to do. And I was like trying to like with the joystick go left, right. And it just crashed into like a neighbor's house. I gave up. Never again will I fly.
So
I,
two-parter. A, how much is the drone you're flying now? And B, is it really difficult to actually fly one?
So the one I'm flying right now, my personal business is, with all the parts in it, all the accessories, is $12,000.
Dude, you got to be kidding me. I never would have thought a drone would cost $12,000.
Okay. Is it difficult?
Some of the camera movements and pans and all that are very technical and can be difficult, but actually getting it up in the air is not.
So the more it costs, the easier to fly, because $40 ain't flying anything.
Yes.
Okay.
But,
probably also a lot of that has to do with the actual camera itself, because he's getting high quality images, which, you know, is costing a lot of money.
Yeah. And I'm looking at my iPhone, camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever lost any drones by crashes or rifle?
Rifle. This is Texas.
Somebody shot at you.
Never been shot down, but I have clipped a couple tree branches.
Dang. How many companies do you work for? Like,
so,
how big?
What I'm understanding here is that you work for one major corporation.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And then you have all these side businesses that you do.
Correct. Yes, that is right.
We won't mention the company, but what is your primary job responsibility with them?
Mapping.
Oh, dude, that's so awesome.
And is it a company that we've heard of?
Yes.
Pretty big?
Very big.
Dang.
So what are we trying to figure out? How much money you make with that company, or how much you make all together with all of your side businesses?
Bro, I want to know all together.
All together. Yeah, that's perfect.
All right.
Man, that's awesome. My 7-year-old son, I'm trying to get him to fly drones. I'm like, this is the wave of the future, bro. I'm like, let's go to the Air Force, Navy, whatever, fly.
Is it really the wave of
I mean, they already have drones now. I mean, in Top Gun Maverick, at the beginning of the scene, they're like, your days are numbered, Maverick, as a fighter pilot. So
when I lived in Vegas, I was friends with a guy that flew drones because there's a base in Vegas.
Nellis, bro.
He would be based in Las Vegas, but he's flying drones in Afghanistan.
Dude, that is
Isn't that insane?
I hope my 7-year-old does that. I already got his career path lined up.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now. Mm-hmm. On the phone with this is John. John is a drone pilot. He takes aerial photos and videos of a land area for a major company.
So also
freelances for places like golf courses and realtors and anyone else who wants to capture video from a unique perspective. He got into this after he read an article 4.5-5 years ago saying there's going to be 150,000 new drone jobs by 2025. Wow. He picked up a small $500 drone and it has since grown. The drone he's flying for his personal business is about $12,000.
Yeah.
He said getting up in the air is easy, but some of the camera moves and pans are more difficult. Alex was like, the more it costs, the easier it is to fly. He's like,
seriously.
Yep. He's never been shot down, but he has clipped a couple of tree branches.
That's awesome.
All right. Let's start with our guesses. Alex Franco.
Matt sent a text to 51993 saying that he has a friend that is a drone pilot in the Air Force. I'm like, what? He said, start off at $100,000. So I'm just going to say $100,000.
Huh.
I think he makes more, though, because of his side stuff.
His sides. We didn't even get into any of that.
I know.
John, let me do ask you this. Is it a niched industry? I mean, it seems like anybody could just grab a remote and fly it. What makes you better than the average drone pilot?
I would say the experience I have, as well as the technology and the drone. The equipment is a huge thing. I have a very nice drone, high quality photos and videos, as well as my experience.
Okay, so you use your own drone for your company. They don't provide one for you.
No, I use the company drone for the work with the company, and then I use my own drone for my own personal stuff.
I got you. But why would they hire you over somebody else, I guess? Was it because your experience?
Yes, I actually, coming into this role, was not experienced in mapping at all. I was more on the freelance video photography side, and then I got into mapping, actually, after joining this company.
Oh, I see.
Oh, man.
And they use that for whenever they want to buy real estate?
They use it for kind of progression photos and videos of the site as it goes up.
I see. I still don't know what that means, but... I'm trying to sound smart. Is it expensive to hire you to do stuff?
I wouldn't say super expensive. I want to price myself kind of in the mid-range. I am on the upper end on my freelance work, but mm-hmm. As far as this stuff, I'm on salary.
Who's hiring you for your freelance stuff?
Oh, so that's kind of all through my website, through my Instagram, all of that.
Oh.
But why would somebody want to hire a drone?
Many different reasons. Unique perspective is the biggest thing. A lot of people don't get the perspective from the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I saw a drone was hired for a friend's wedding.
Yes.
And it was pretty cool. Like, I mean, it wasn't a giant space, but seeing like the above and like what they could do, go in and out, it was pretty awesome.
Absolutely.
What side gig have you done more of than anything else?
I've done a few weddings. I've done a lot of production shoots, and also sports games is an unusual one.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet.
So rugby, soccer, all of that.
Dude, that's so awesome.
I really, truly have not a clue.
Man, I think he makes more than $100,000.
You do?
I think he makes like $250,000.
I would imagine that he does comparable in his side hustle than he does in his real job.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go that he's making $65,000 in his real job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm totally throwing numbers out because I've not a clue. Okay. $130,000 for me. Alex says $100,000. Let's not wait any longer.
Oh,
what
man.
Is that number? How much, John, are you making every year as a drone pilot?
My salary is consistent, but my freelance work is all over the place. So I make roughly around $80,000 to $95,000 a year, depending on my freelance work.
There we go.
Whoa, wait. Say just in your freelance work or including your freelance work?
Including my freelance work. I actually took a little pay cut to have more consistent pay since I recently moved to Austin.
Yeah. So you'll be in the six figures very soon.
Yeah.
Dude, wow, that's great.
How great is his job that like all of a sudden he's like, you know what, I want to go to Vegas next week and I want to spend this amount of money. Let me pick up a job and there's my spending cash.
Right, right.
How awesome.
It's got to be fun, huh?
It is. It is a ton of fun. And I'm actually going on vacation soon, and I'm exchanging some drone work in exchange for a free place to stay.
See, so, that is the perfect barter.
That is awesome. Oh, man.
Oh, gosh, that is so cool. What a great job, man.
That's great.
And if he thinks his girlfriend's cheating on him, he can just follow her car.
That's just weird.
What is the distance your drone can fly, you know, away from you?
Over 3 miles. Actually, I moved from Santa Barbara, and whenever I wanted to know if there was any waves to surf, I would fly the drone to the ocean because I live less than 3 miles away, check for waves, and then fly it back.
I mean, what in the heck?
Well, thanks for being the eye in the sky.
That is so awesome.
And thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember,
Austin, yeah.
The reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You don't have to use your name or even tell us where you work. But call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text SALARY to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.